It has just gone 12 o'clock here on Fine Music Radio and time for Cape Diary, Kaapse Dagboek. I'm Otto van der Walt. I'll be your host until 1 o'clock. And we've got a great list of guests to speak to this afternoon. We'll start off with Anton Leuting, who's from Lamta, to tell us all about the returning production of Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That will kick off on the 3rd of October here at Theatre on the Bay and run right through November. And then we'll speak to Chad Finlay, who's the creative director of Cape Town's brightest young magicians to compete in the Magicana, the Junior Magic Championships here in Cape Town. That is happening on Saturday, the 4th of October. We'll speak to Stig Nell, who is going to be performing at Christchurch Constantia. It's a concert called Colourful Scales of African Tales, happening on Sunday, the 5th of October at Christchurch Constantia. Also, on this Saturday, the recording artists of the Artikafia Crescendo will be announced at an event in Stellenbosch, and Mona van Staden will tell us more about that. And then we'll also speak to Bibi Slippers. Bibi Slippers is an author and a poet, and she'll be telling us about some of the events happening at the Woordfees, the Toyota Stellenbosch Woordfees happening from the 11th to the 19th of October in Stellenbosch. So open up your browsers and get ready to book some tickets.
FMR 101.3 FM.
Die Artikafee Crescendo Goud 2025 gebeur op Saterdag die 4de Oktober en in hierdie event gaan die vier kunstenaars, opname kunstenaars wat die Artikafee opbesluit het vir Crescendo hierdie jaar bekend gestel word en met ons te gesels oor hierdie event wat gebeur op Saterdag die 4de Oktober is die projekkoördineerder van Crescendo Mornay van Staden. Goeiemiddag en welkom Mornay.
Middag Otto, baie dankie.
Mornay, die projek Crescendo, ek wil dit nie 'n kompetisie noem nie, Crescendo 2025. Crescendo was verlede jaar 50 jaar oud gewees, is dit reg?
Dis korrek, ja. Crescendo is in 1974 sy eerste jaar afgeskop en verlede jaar het ons die 50ste verjaarsdag gevier.
En van die wenners wat daar in die eerste jare die competitie gewen het?
Sjoe, waar begin 'n mens? So die eerste wenner ooit van Crescendo is Roel Bekes. In die jare daarna het mense soos Rina Higu, Annelie van Rooyen, Randall Wickham, Karen Hougaard, Anna Davel, Jack de Priester, Rihanna Nell. Dis 'n eindelose lys van mense wat hulle voete gevind het by Crescendo.
En hulle is almal groot name, hulle is almal baie bekende kunstenaars vandag. Een van die wenners, as ek reg onthou, was 'n opera kunstenaar gewees, of 'n opera sanger.
Wel, dis Roel Bekes, die eerste wenner ooit, wat 'n opera sanger was. Nog steeds is,
ja, en ek dink hy sing ook nog steeds, na al die jare. Mornay, die projek self het ontwikkel van wat het was aanvanklik, dit was 'n kompetisie gewees, so dit begin het, maar die projek het redelik ontwikkel van toe af.
Korrek. In die vroeg 2000s, jy weet met die ontstaan van al hierdie groot TV-competities, het die ATKV die projek gevat en het herverpak, want ons het besef dat daar 'n behoefte is aan 'n ontwikkelingsprojek, 'n platform waar kunstenaars opgelei kan word om loopbane te kan afskop, waar ons vir hulle die noodsaaklike kennis en kundigheid kan oordra, sodat hulle suksesvolle loopbane kan afskop.
Ja, dis die slypskool waarvan jy praat, is dit reg?
Dis korrek, ja. Slypskool, daar's basies verskeie fasette tot die opleiding, wat jaarliks begin met 'n mentorprogram. So na inskrywings is daar 'n bietjie van 'n evalueringsproses wat gebeur en uit daai evaluerings uit kom daar dan word daar dan 20 mense gekies om 'n mentorprogram by te woon van so 8 dae lank en tydens daardie program werk hulle elke dag van 7:00 die oggend tot 11:00 die aand. Hulle skryf so 40 nuwe liedjies elk gedurende daai week. En hulle kry opleiding dan in verskeie fasette van lirieke 101 reg deur tot entrepreneurskap. aan die einde van daai week word daar 'n verdere evaluasieproses toegepas waar ons kyk natuurlik na talent en skryfvernuf, maar ons kyk ook na mense se leerbaarheid, ons kyk hoe gereed is hulle om in die mark in te gaan en dan bepaal ons 4 'n maksimum van 4 mense wat ons deurneem na 'n finale slypskool toe. En by die finale slypskool wat dan hierdie week plaasvind, doen ons baie individuele gefokuste opleiding. So hulle spandeer tyd byvoorbeeld saam met 'n handelsmerk kundige wat met hulle werk rondom hulle handelsmerk. Ons werk saam met hulle weer rondom hulle musiek. Ons kry verskeie kundiges in. Ons het hierdie week vir Jacques de Priester hier gehad, vir Petronel Baard. Ons het produksiebestuurders hier gehad. Hulle kry onderrig in produksiebestuur, ateljeebestuur, verhoogbestuur. En dit alles eindig dan aan die einde van die week met hulle bekendstellingskonsert.
Dis wonderlik en dit link vir my na baie opwindende event wat gaan gebeur, die bekendstellingskonsert. Wie is die aanbieders van die konsert?
So, ons het 2 gaskunstenaars. Die gaskunstenaars is Petronel Baard, wat natuurlik mevrou Crescendo 1999 is, wat destyds gewen het, en deesdae ook een van ons mentors. En dan het ons die formidabele Craig Lucas, wat die verhoog deel met die 4 mense Saterdag.
Ek sien, en Mornay, ons het gepraat oor die slypskool en goeders en dit is alsoos jy gesê het nou gebeur en die 4 mense wat nou bekend gestel gaan word, hulle het nou 'n loopbaan wat voor hulle lê, maar ek wil vinnig by jou hoor die musiekgenres wat verteenwoordig word by hierdie jaar se 4 opname kunstenaars. Klink vir my is nogal redelik divers.
Dit is verskriklik divers en daardie diversiteit is vir ons verskriklik belangrik wanneer ons kyk na die musiekbedryf en wanneer ons kyk na kunstenaars. Dit is ongelooflik belangrik om Afrikaans in sy totale diversiteit te verteenwoordig. En ons het gelukkig op 'n baie natuurlike proses deur hierdie 4 mense gekry. So jy praat van enige iets van 'n klassieke R&B en na 'n neo jazz in 'n klassiek kontemporêre mix tot reg deur by 'n folk en country aanslag.
Jo, maar dit is omtrent die waar abrilent die naam van daai genre self klink vir my na 'n vermenging van verskeie genres. As ek dink na die klassieke jazz waarvan jy praat, dit klink vir my na 2 genres wat saamgegooi is daarso.
Maar dan
is daar ook vir my klink kletsryming is ook nogal iets wat baie gewild is deesdae veral in die Afrikaanse taal.
Kletsryme is verskriklik gewild in die Afrikaanse taal. En ja, en jy weet ons by Crescendo is daar 'n verteenwoordiging daarvan. Ons kry verskriklik baie inskrywings daarvoor. Ons het selfs ons handelsmerk ambassadeur in Namibië is die grootste kletsryme en een van die grootste kunstenaars in Namibië, Aixa. So dit is 'n geweldige ingewikkelde skryf vernuf wat toegepas moet word. Baie min mense besef dit. En daar is 'n groot vermenging deesdae veral tussen wanneer daar saam met kletsryme ook klassiek ingemeng word of selfs R&B of selfs jazz klanke word saam met dit ingemeng.
Nou ja, die bekendstelling van die 4 opname kunstenaars wat nou deur hierdie strawwe slypskole gekom het en deur die al die opleiding en hulp en mentorskap gekom het, word Saterdag die 4de Oktober bekendgestel. En môre die venue vir hierdie bekendstelling is die Daisy Jones Theater in Stellenbosch. Waar presies is die Daisy Jones?
Die Daisy Jones is op die R44 soos wat jy uit Stellenbosch uitry op pad Parel toe op die Summerhill Wines landgoed.
O, ek sien, okay. En die konsert die deure open hoe laat?
5:30.
En waar is kaartjies beskikbaar?
Kaartjies is beskikbaar op Quicket, so mense kan net gaan na Quicket en soek vir Crescendo Goud, of hulle kan na die Crescendo webblad toe gaan, crescendo.org.za, en op die webblad is daar 'n skakel na die Quicket blad toe.
Ja, daar het jy dit. Môre baie dankie en alle sterkte met hierdie bekendstelling.
Baie baie dankie Otto en baie dankie vir die geleentheid om te kon gesels.
FMR 101.3 FM.
Our first guest here on Fun Music Radio on Cape Diary is a man that is very, very well versed in magic. And he is part of an organization called the College of Magic, and they are based here in Claremont. We're going to speak to him about that. His name is Sinotemba Buwati, Bawuti. Yep. Good afternoon and welcome, Buwati.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Thank you.
We're going to talk about the, if I can get my notes in front of me quickly. Yep. This is the Junior Magicana Western Cape Magic Championships that is happening here in Cape Town.
That's correct.
And it's on the Saturday, the 4th of October.
Yes.
Where is this happening?
It's taking place at Homecoming Center here in Cape Town, District 6.
It's the old Fugard Theater. It's where it's happening. And Sinotemba, this is a whole day event. Tell us about what's all the things that are planned for this day.
Okay, cool. So then on the competition day, we have three categories. So the first one is a close-up category. Close-up magic, it's when you see coins disappearing, cards transform, predictions. And then the second event, but it's taking place in between the second one. Mm-hmm. It's called street magic, where a group of young people will be roaming around the audience and entertaining them. But please, the audience, they must vote for them as well so that they can win, you know. And then the third one is the stage magic. It's taking place at 7 p.m. Stage is one of the biggest one. Yeah. 7 p.m.
Okay. And then in between, you said there's the street magic happening that is in the venue foyer.
It's happening at the foyer. Yes.
Yes.
That's correct.
In between the magic seems to be, it seems to be doing very well. I mean, if I look at the College of Magic,
yes,
you guys have been going for many years.
Yes, 45 years now. Started since 1980. So now it's 2025. College of Magic
That's
is still alive.
A long time.
It's been a long time.
You would
know,
never have said that.
It's been a long time.
Tell us about these different genres. There's obviously a different technique involved with close-up magic and then stage magic. Is the one where you obviously can take a bit of liberty in angles and what people see and don't see. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So let me start with the close-up first. So the close-up is more like a table magic happening on the table. It's basically small, like a sleight of hand, coins, card, predictions, you know. And then when you go to the stage is quite different because has to do with your body movement as well. You must look out for the angles.
Okay.
And you can also see like grand illusions on stage. And yeah, I like that you mentioned the angles. So it's based on watching the angles and performing for the audience in front and making sure you're dazzling your audience with a visual magic compared to the close-up magic. Close-up magic is more like a micro magic, you know. It's more like a micro magic close-up.
Okay, and the street magic, this is happening in the foyer, and I guess street magic is the kind of thing that you would see on a street corner or in a square, a market square or someplace like that. How is that different to the close-up magic? Because you would think that in the street there would be – that's also kind of a close-up magic thing, is it?
It's quite similar, but it's just that on a close-up, you are more sitting on a table, performing, presenting, sitting on a table.
Mm-hmm.
Street magic, you're up on your feet, you're walking around, approaching people.
Oh.
So that's – You must have a technique of know how to approach people, you know. And so it's basically it's based on that. You go with the cards to a person, you look to a person with a pack of cards and coins, and it will show them the piece of magic. Wherever on the close up, where everybody's sitting down and you're sitting on the table, so you don't approach anyone.
Oh,
so that's a difference.
Because I guess there's stuff you can do, in terms of hiding stuff or whatever, if you are moving around, right?
Yes,
there's lots
correct.
Of things that can happen. At the College of Magic, how long, if I go to the College of Magic now, let's say today is the 1st of October. If I go today, how long will it take me to actually be able to do magic?
Okay, so to teach you a trick, it can take you a day, right? Mm-hmm. But to become the master can take you years.
Okay.
Because sleight of hand is not an easy thing to do. And the basic that you need to learn, you need to practice all the time in order for you to be able to dazzle the people. Mm-hmm. So if you come now, I can teach you a trick now, and then you can perform it now. But the magic brain is going to take you long time to develop that brain because you must think like a magician.
Okay. Is there a skill that if there are people listening and they are considering going into magic, what are the main skills that a magician should have?
The first one, like, you know, I think what we teach children, the work that we do, it helps children develop their confidence, and know how to present, and know how to perform anywhere. So we are trying to develop our young people, like, you know, in terms of they must know how to entertain a group of people. They must know how to approach people. They can walk any room and still entertain everyone.
Because the bottom line, I guess, of magic is to entertain.
It's right? to entertain.
That's after all what you're doing. I mean, you're not going make bad things disappear and make good things appear. It's not what it's about.
It's all about entertainment, making the people smile, making people happy.
Yes. What did you say is your role at the college?
Okay, I am the learning and development officer.
Okay, and so I'm assuming that you would be involved in, the courses and how you teach and what you teach.
So I teach at the College of Magic, especially the senior group, and then I also teach at the rural areas because we run programs we do outreach.
Yes.
So we go to farm areas and then we'll teach kids their magic because they are far away from us. So they're at outskirts. So we go to them and then we teach them magic during the week. And then on a Saturday, we teach at the College of Magic. And of course, helping with these acts, developing these acts of these children. So that's what I do.
Okay, so you help with everything. It's not just teaching how to do it. You also...
At the college, everybody's all around and there's no one who's doing this. Everybody do everything. That's how we work.
Okay. And so if people want to find out more about this Saturday, the 4th of October, at the Homecoming Center in District 6, where can they get information about this and where can they get tickets?
Okay. They can go to our website, www.collegeofmagic.com, and then they can get their tickets from Quicket. The ticket is 120 Rand. I'm sure it's affordable. Everyone can afford that. And they can just go and check on our website as well.
That's www.collegeofmagic.com.
Yes.
And as you said there, the tickets are available from quicket.co.za.
Yes.
Well, all the best and all the best with the college as well.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Thank you.
It's music by my next guest here on Fine Music Radio on Cape Diary. His name is Stieg Nel. That was called Africa. That's the Africa from Toto, if I have my information correctly. Hello and welcome to the studio, Stieg.
Hello, good afternoon.
Stieg, you are, you are not just a vocalist, but also a trumpeter, if I understand it, that's your instrument. And there is a concert coming up that you'll be playing at Christchurch Constantia as part of their concert series. This is on the Sunday the 5th of October, at Christchurch Constantia at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's talk a little bit about you and about your music and the concert. But the first thing I want to ask you is that I see that you've worked on some cruise liners, and the ones that you've mentioned here are quite different cruise liners. You've worked, amongst others, on Royal Caribbean and Carnival, but also on the Queen Mary 2, which is part of the Cunard ship liners. How do those experiences differ? Because I'm sure that playing the trumpet or singing on those ships, there must be different environments that you are performing in.
Yes, it's wonderful how different cruise line companies have a theme. Like Disney, that's also another cruise line. I haven't had the opportunity to play on Disney, but their theme is Disney.
Yeah.
And so Royal Caribbean's theme is about adventure and family getting together. Cunard is more of an elegant experience, you know, where people are walking around the ship in tuxedos and dancing in ballrooms. And Carnival, you know, a fun, loving experience with friends. If friends want to go for a cruise over the weekend and have a little bit of a break from normality.
Yeah. You mentioned that when you're performing on the Queen Mary 2, which is from Cunard, you were basically playing in a ballroom when you were playing your music, right?
Yes. The Cunard Queen Mary 2 has the largest ballroom at sea. It spans the width of the entire ship. And every night we would play in the ballroom playing different dances, foxtrot, merengue, rumba, samba.
And it is it true that people have to dress up when they go to dinner on the Cunard, on the Queen Mary 2?
Yes, there is a dress code. To enter the ballroom, you most men are wearing suits, and the ladies are wearing their gowns, the ball gowns that they've bought at the nearest port, wherever we port, with their jewelry.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. So, well, let's talk about your concert. It's called Colorful Scales of African Tales. It's a very interesting name you chose there for your concert. Tell us about the name itself. Are there more than one meaning in the name of the concert?
Yes. The honest story of this is a lot of the time, artists, I read when many years ago, especially like Salvador Dali, you would get inspiration in that hour just before sleep. Also, Duke Ellington, when he used to write his big band arrangements, he always used to say, "I was just about to get ready to sleep and I got an idea." And same thing happened to me. I came up with this idea, Colorful Scales of African Tales, a play on words of how there are scales in music, but also scales in different animals in Africa. Yeah. And the tales that we speak about in our nation. Yeah. And I blended those two because reason being, the Colorful Scales is a part of the show that I present, which is the music part. And the African Tales is the other part of the show, which my wife Peggy Lou presents in spoken word poetry.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask you that, because she's going to be narrating it. So there's obviously, either there's a story or, like you said, it's going to be poetry. Is it her poetry that she'll be narrating?
Yes, it's all original poetry.
Okay, that's fantastic. So it's music and poetry and spoken word. And so the band that will be playing with you, you are the trumpeter. You will be playing the trumpet. Do you do vocals in your show as well?
Yes, I do. Just to give you a little bit more of a description of the show, I spent 2 years writing the show. I did so to express the beauty, the fun, and colorful culture of Africa, as well as its majestic landscapes and diverse wildlife. So my wife, Peggy Lou, she brings her spoken word poetry to the stage while I perform the vocal and instrumental works. And I showcase compositions that I've wrote and arranged for a small orchestra, which will be accompanying me on the day.
Okay.
And so this music is a unique and exciting blend of African rhythms and international flavors.
Okay, that sounds very exciting. So tell us about, I'm going to ask you about the music in a minute.
Sure.
Tell me about your band, because I see some big names here. Andrew Ford, we here at Fine Music Radio know Andrew Ford very well. And I also see Keegan Steenkamp, who's also a trumpeter. We know he's involved at the, what is that school in Hout Bay, Kroonendal, for the kids. Tell us about your band.
Yes, so when I've been spending a lot of time, as you've said, at sea, spending a lot of time on different cruise ships for the last decade. And before that, coming out of the UCT music school, I had developed many relationships with different musicians. And I thought, okay, I haven't been back to Cape Town, South Africa in such a long time. I want to put on a show that's themed in Africa, but also incorporates musicians that I've performed with from my past. And so different friends from different eras, and so I put them all together. I do need to mention that unfortunately Andrew Ford cannot make it on the day, but we have a brilliant diverse group of musicians and it's going to be so much fun.
Okay, fantastic. And so listeners can expect what music? You've said that there's going to be a lot of original music, which was written by you. Is there going to be some other stuff as well?
So the music is I've got many songs from the Disney films for the kids.
Okay.
But I also pay tribute to, so I sing in an old crooner style. So I love Frank Sinatra, Chet Baker. Mm-hmm. And so I pay tribute to them and also our African nation. So paying tribute to Yuma Sikela on trumpet.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a quite diverse stuff. How would you describe your own music, the stuff you, the original stuff you wrote?
So it's a fusion of that African flavor that I come from. This is my home. Mm-hmm. But also because of this last 10 years that I've spent mostly around the United States or Mediterranean Sea in Europe, fusing different elements of an international flavor and African flavor brought together.
Okay. All right. That sounds very interesting. So, Stig, tell us if people want to get tickets for this and if they want to find out a little bit more about the concert and maybe about you, where can they find information online?
So, you can go to Quickit.
Mm-hmm. That's where the concert is going to be on sale at quickit.co.za.
Yes.
And people have must search for...
You can either search for my name, Stig, spelled S-T-I-G-U-E, or the name of the show, which is Colorful Scales of African Tales.
Tales, there you have it. And that's on quickit.co.za. Do you have a social media page or website? People can find more information about you.
Yes. Instagram is the best place. And my tag is at... Stig Nell, my name, S-T-I-G-U-E-N-E-L.
At Stig Nell, that's on social media pages, at Stig Nell. Stig, thank you very much for coming in and all the best with your concert.
Thank you so much.
101.3 FM, this is Fine Music Radio.
Die Toyota Stellenbosch Woordfees gebeur van die 11de Oktober tot die 19de Oktober in Stellenbosch weer hierdie jaar en ons sien baie uit na alles wat die fees gaan offer en om met ons te gesels oor van die goed wat gaan gebeur by die fees is skrywer en digter Bibi Slippers. Goeiemiddag en welkom Bibi.
Hallo Otto, dankie.
So Bibi, ons gesels oor spesifiek die Easy Equity Skrywersfees wat gaan plaasvind by die as deel van die woordfees. En daar's van die goeders waar ons gaan gesels wat met boeke te doen het en een van die goeders is die boek wat onlangs op die mark verskyn het. Die boek se naam is Mafia Land, geskryf deur Kyle Cohen. Vertel ons bietjie meer daaroor en wat die geleentheid is vir hierdie boek.
Ja, so Mafia Land is 'n baie onlangse die boek wat baie onlangs verskyn het, so dit het laat op ons program verskyn en dis nie in ons program boekie nie. So ons wil baie graag hê mense moet bewus wees daarvan. Dit is 'n boek wat gaan oor die skadu wêreld van mafias en kartelle en misdaadsyndikate. 'N nie fiksieboek waar 'n joernalis Cohen hier skryf en Lorenza Eckhart van In Gesprek en Carte Blanche gaan met Kyle hieroor praat. Op die 17de Oktober.
Dit is op die 17de Oktober.
Mm.
Okay.
So en, mense kan op die woordfees se website of op Quickit gaan soek vir Mafia Land en dan sal hulle by die geleentheid uitkom.
Okay. En dan wat ook deel is van 'n boekegesprek, 'n vroegoggend boekgesprek met Johannes de Villiers oor sy boek Op pad na 'n klooster in die sneeu klink baie interessant.
Ja, dis nog een wat nie op die in die program boekie is nie, maar wat jy gaan vind as jy op die website soek. So Johannes se boek is 'n roman oor 'n jong Suid-Afrikaanse man wat Frankryk toe gaan met die idee om 'n monnik te word en in 'n klooster te gaan woon, maar dan vind hy eintlik verlangs 'n familielid daar wat vir hom 'n lang storie vertel en hom van plan laat verander. En die 'n groot gedeelte van die boek is hierdie vertelling. So as jy daai geleentheid wil bywoon, kan jy die woorde oggendkoffie intik in op die woordfees webwerf, dan gaan jy dit vind.
En wie gaan in gesprek wees met Johannes en daardie?
So Johannes gaan gesels met Karel Nolte van Easy Equities wat ook koneksies in Frankryk het en allerhande, hulle het 'n gedeelde belangstelling in die Katolieke Kerk.
O, ek sien. Okay, so hulle gaan lekker gesels daarso. En jy sê dis deels dis oggendkoffie die event is oggendkoffie.
Oggendkoffie en kloosterklets.
Okay, oggendkoffie en kloosterklets. En dan van die ander events wat jy ons kan vertel, ek sien Gerda Taljaard se die agrafdigter is een van die goeders.
Ja, so Gerda gaan gesels met Frida van den Heever, die sanger en liedjieskrywer, wat ook verlang 'n poesieprogram op radio aangebied het. En Frida is 'n ywerige leser en sy gaan vir Gerda oor haar nuwe boek uitvra. En dan is ons ook opgewonde oor, daar's 'n nuwe boek wat die breinkind is van Nathaniel. Die boek se titel is Bloei en Blom. En daar's meer as 200 Suid-Afrikaners skryf hulle soort van suksesverhale, mense wat interessante goeders doen of skryf of 'n groot impak op die Suid-Afrikaanse kultuur gemaak het. En ons aanvanklike geleentheid met die boek het so vinnig uitverkoop dat ons nou 'n tweede een het. So op die 16de Oktober kan mense nou by Nathaniel aansluit vir 'n ete by Lanzerak. En die boek is ingesluit by jou kaartjie. 'N boek, middagete, glas wyn. So dis die heerlike joligheid en jy gaan met die boek as 'n geskenk huis toe.
Sjoe, dit klink vir my na nogal 'n spesiale geleentheid. Ek is doodseker ek het net hierdie naweek die boek in die winkel gesien. Dit is 'n hardebandboek.
Pragtige hardeband koffietafelboek met klomp volkleurfoto's. Ek dink meer as 80 bydraers het dinge vir die boek geskryf, die profiele van hierdie interessante Suid-Afrikaners. Die foto's is ongelooflik mooi. Dit die boek sal 'n besonderse geskenk maak ook. As jy enige iemand wat lief is vir Suid-Afrika, vir Afrikaans spesifiek, vir mense, as jy wonder wat om vir hulle te koop, is Bloei en Blom 'n fantastiese geskenk.
En wie wil nie saam met Nathaniel aan tafel sit nie, want daar kan jy al jou gepolitureerde maniere uitprobeer en sien of dit die regte manier is wat jy gebruik.
Nathaniel sê hy gaan baie mooi aantrek, want die lewe is kort.
Nou ja, een van die ander events wat gaan gebeur, wat daar ook 'n spesiale reëling getref is om meer mense te akkommodeer, is 'n onderhoud met Antjie Krog oor Binneruim van Bloed. Vertel ons 'n bietjie meer daaroor.
So Binneruim van Bloed is Antjie Krog se boek oor haar verhouding met haar ma en die boek doen verskriklik goed. Ek dink baie mense het dalk na die boek gelees, maar Antjie sê dis haar laaste boek. Sy is nou klaar geskryf en so dis vir ons baie spesiaal dat sy ingestem het om by die woordfees oor die boek te kom praat. En daai kaartjies was binne 'n oogwink. Ek dink 3 dae toes al die kaartjies weg. So nou het ons vir Antjie in 'n baie groter ruimte ingeskryf. So daar is plek vir 800 mense. Ons het reeds meer as 500 kaartjies verkoop. So daar is nog 'n paar kaartjies beskikbaar. As jy probeer bespreek het vir Binneruim van Bloed en jy kon nie 'n kaartjie kry nie, gaan kyk asseblief nou weer, want daar is ruimte vir jou.
Sjoe, ja, 800 mense is 'n hele klompie mense in 'n ruimte, so ek dink dis moeite werd vir alles. Antjie, die aanduiding gegee dat dit haar laaste boek gaan wees, is dit dalk definitief moeite werd.
Ja, absoluut.
Waar kan mense meer inligting en kaartjies gaan kry of aanlyn?
So die Woordfees website is by woordfees.co.za. Die hele program is daar. Jy kan dit is interaktief. Jy kan lekker daar soek onder verskillende afdelings. En dan vat die Woordfees website jou na Quicke toe om jou kaartjies te bespreek. As daar iets is waarin jy belangstel, kan jy net op die event klik en dit vat jou Quicke toe waar jy jou bespreking kan maak.
En Bibi, terwyl ek met jou gesels, want jy is ook 'n digter en skrywer, is jy by een van die geleenthede betrokke self met jou werk?
Ja, daar's 'n paar van die geleenthede waar ek gaan voorlees by ons dag van poesie op die 12de Oktober. Antjie Krog en Sifukazi Jonas gaan ook daar wees. Hulle is ons feesdigters en 'n klomp ander digters gaan op die dag voorlees, onder andere ek self ook. En dan gaan ek ook 2 panele fasiliteer. Ek praat onder andere met 'n klomp skrywers van Afrikaanse misdaadfiksie. Die geleentheid se naam is Misdaad Toneel. En dis 4 skrywers wat oor hulle boeke gaan gesels en net oor misdaadfiksie in Suid-Afrika in algemeen. En dan is daar ook 'n paneel getiteld Reaching Readers, waar ons gaan praat oor hoe boeke bemark word en hoe skrywers op sosiale media en net vandag se dae van die internet en nuwe media en so tot hulle lesers kan spreek en mense bewus maak van hulle skryfwerk.
Is so belangrik. Ja, dit is so 'n belangrike ding om te doen. Bibi, baie dankie dat jy met ons gesels het vandag en baie sterkte met die fees wat voorlê.
Dankie Otto, dit was heerlik en ons hoop ons sien jou en al die luisteraars by die fees.
Definitief.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
The exciting production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat returns to Cape Town from Saturday the 4th of October. And to talk to me about this production and its return to Cape Town from the Lamta School is Anton Leighton. Good afternoon and welcome, Anton.
Hi, Otto. Nice to hear you.
Yeah. Nice to speak to you too, Anton. Anton, so this production, it's been to Cape Town. It was sold out. It went up to Joburg. It's had a fantastic run there. And it's coming down back to Cape Town for people who might have missed it or want to go again. I'm one of those people who's going again. It was an exciting production. Flashy lights and everything. Tell us just briefly again, for those people who might have forgotten while the show was up in Joburg, who is the main cast in this production of Joseph?
So this production of Joseph, which we sort of lovingly call the Bonsai Musicals, because it's these sort of big, big, big shows that we put in the tiny theatres, the Peter Rinn Theatre here at Monty, and obviously the Theatre on the Bay, which is obviously home to Lambda as well. We're very, very excited to bring it back with the same cast. And it's Dylan Janssen van Rensburg, who is in the lead as Joseph. And then Chris Jafter is our Pharaoh. And Lelo Ramasimong is the narrator.
Okay, that's an exciting cast. Dylan Janssen van Rensburg, I remember seeing in Spring Awakening. And that was he still a student when he did Spring Awakening?
Yes, he was. He was in his third year at Lambda. And we were obviously very excited by him as a talent. And we then, you know, he was a sort of a no-brainer for us as a Joseph. You know, your Joseph is always sort of a new, fresh, young talent that you're introducing to the theatre scene. And Dylan sort of just ticked all the boxes for our Joseph. And he has been so well received by audiences, both in Cape Town and Joburg. So delightful to have him back for this next run.
And then the Pharaoh is played by Chris Jafter, who's also the Pharaoh, from what I remember from previous productions, is also quite a character in this production. And I think Chris probably suits that very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I mean, you know, Dylan himself is a nice, big, strapping boy, you know. And so we thought to ourselves, how do we find a Pharaoh that has got even more presence than your Joseph does on stage? And, you know, you take one look at Chris Jafter and you go, yep, that's it over there. And he's also just super talented, you know, and I've worked with Chris on a number of musicals before. So it was really cool to be able to incorporate him in this concept that we had for this particular Joseph. And he steals the show as a sort of Elvis-esque Pharaoh.
He does television as well, and I think a lot of people forget that Chris can also sing, because he does a lot of that in this production. And tell us about the narrator, Lelo Ramasimong.
So Lelo was an absolute, like, diamond to find, because we were looking for somebody who could, you know, they've changed Joseph for it to be a female narrator. And so a lot of the music kind of is sung up in the gods. And it's a really, really challenging thing. And I had obviously known of Lelo from The Color Purple and Dreamgirls that she'd been in before. And it just a voice to die for, you know, and she also just brings this quirky charm to the narrator as well. So we are so thrilled with the three leads that we have in this show, and they're just so, so capable and solid and talented. And, you know, people sort of think Joseph is just an easy thing, but it's a really, really tough show vocally. So all three of them bring the sort of, you know, best qualities of their talents to the show.
Yeah, and I think the energy, because the energy is so important in these, and specifically this production. And I think if the energy isn't there, even if it's good singing, I think that, you know, there's a good chance it'll fall through the floor. I want to ask you briefly, before we move on to, because I want to talk about Lambda and the school itself, your set and costumes is by Neil Griffin, whose name I've seen a couple of times when it comes to production. He's seems to be quite a sought-after designer.
Yes, Neil is absolute genius when it comes to design. And, you know, he also sort of has this wonderful and very envious ability to design the lighting and the costumes and the set on many, many productions. So he really is the sort of designer across all of the sort of genres that you're dealing with in these shows. And he's just recently lit Moffy at the Baxter. Yes. And he obviously did all the design for Spring Awakening. So, you know, he was an obvious choice for us after Spring Awakening to do Joseph. And he's just, you know, again, just brought his genius to the fore in the way that we sort of wanted to conceptualize Joseph in a kind of a more contemporary Africa Burns kind of feel. And, you know, he's just matched all of those ideas to our concept with his brilliant design. So, yeah, Neil is a gem.
So let's briefly talk about Lamta. Lamta has, as I said to you when we were off air, has had an incredible success. I don't know what you guys are doing and what your secret is. Maybe at some stage you can write a business book about it. But you've churned out incredible talent from your school. I wanted to ask briefly, it looks like there is this demand for schools that specialize in the performing arts. And is there a demand for performing artists, not just here in South Africa, because clearly there are in South Africa, but internationally as well?
Yeah, I think the thing that's, you know, very noticeable about institutions like Lamta is the focus on what we call this triple threat training and your ability to be taught across all genres, from dance to acting to singing. And I just think it's such a competitive environment, it's such a competitive industry, that you need to allow yourself the options to be able to delve into many things, from, you know, playing the lead in the Shakespeare at Maynardville, to get onto cruise liners, to do voiceovers, to do these big musicals, you know, dance opportunities. And so at Lamta, we train very specifically on the triple threat training, but we also very kind of, I guess, bespoke is the word to use, in that we only take 20 students a year, and we focus all our attention into these performers as individuals. You know, it's not a sort of a big kind of academy where you sort of got a student number and you pop in for a class here or there.
Yeah.
So I think that the training is extremely intensive, because it has to be. And you know, we sort of also kind of, in a sense, promise the students that we'll take 3 years to teach them what they need to know, as opposed to longer than that, if they commit themselves to the intensive training that it is. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these, you know, academies and things, it's a 4-year course, or university, you can go do honors and things like that. But yeah, it is an exceptionally practical course. So, I mean, I guess it would be the same as kind of, if you think about, you know, a rugby team, you know, you spend as many, many hours on the field, and not so many in the classroom. So the triple threat idea is really, I think, what kind of spurheads people into going, well, musical theater is going to teach me many, many skills. And also musical theatre is the shows that are touring, you know, overseas now. So a lot of South Africans getting onto the musicals and then touring overseas and doing these fantastic tours. And I mean, I just think it's a very rewarding genre to do. And I think audiences just love musicals.
Yeah, that's,
you know, so
unquestionable,
I think,
indeed.
They all come together.
Yeah. Anton, thank you very much for talking to us. We are very excited for the return of Joseph and all his color and wonderful lights and everything. And we look forward to seeing this new production back here in Cape Town.
Fantastic. Thanks for the chat, Otto. We'll chat soon.
All right. Thanks, Anton.
Cheers, eh?
Let me remind you quickly of all the people we spoke to this afternoon. We've just spoken there to Anton Leighton, who's from Lamta. He's the co-director and co-choreographer. He's co-director. And he was speaking about Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat coming back to Cape Town. It'll be on at the Theatre on the Bay from the 3rd of October, which is Friday. You can grab your tickets from webtickets.co.za. We spoke to Sinotemba Bawuti, who is the Learning and Development Officer at the Magic College, College of Magic in Claremont. And they are having the Magicana Junior Western Cape Magic Championships this Saturday, the 4th of October, at the Homecoming Center, the old Fugard Theatre here in District 6. And you can get your tickets for this event from quicket.co.za. Then we also spoke to Stig Nell, who is a trumpeter and vocalist. He's having a concert at Christchurch Constantia. It's called Colourful Scales and African of African Tales. And it is on Sunday, the 5th of October at 3 p.m. And you can get your tickets for that from quicket.co.za. We also spoke to Morne van Straat van Staden, who's from Arte Kafia. This is about the presenting of the four recording artists as part of the Arte Kafia Crescendo Goud project. This is happening on Saturday, the 4th of October, at the Daisy Jones Theatre in Stellenbosch. And you can contact the Daisy Jones Theatre for tickets for that. And then finally, we spoke to Bibi Slippert, who is an author, and she's told us about some of the book events happening at the Toyota Woordfeest, Toyota Stellenbosch Woordfeest, happening from the 11th to the 19th of October in Stellenbosch. And you can get your tickets for any of these events from, from quicket.co.za, and you can just search Woordfeest in that, or you can go to woordfeest.co.za, much easier, woordfeest.co.za, to find more information and grab your tickets.